Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're glad you're here. Glad that you could hang out with us a little bit. And you're going to be glad you did because our good friend June Reed is back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, June Reed is one of my heroes, and she's one of your heroes. If you remember who she is, if you've heard her on the show before, you know what I mean. June is one of the many individuals, civilians, who have volunteered to go over and help to get Iraq back on its feet, to get it going, to make it part of the global marketplace. She's been doing a wonderful job over there. And one of the things she's been doing now for over 3 years, she's been a regular guest on our show to report to us on what's going on in Iraq. How are things going? And we've gone through the hopeful times, the rough times, and now we're back to the hopeful times. The good times, hopefully, are ahead for Iraq in no small part due to the efforts of our good friend June Reed. She's senior consultant in the U.S. Embassy over there working with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency. And as I said, she's one of my heroes. June Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. As always, a pleasure to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. Thank you. And you know, June, I was just going back and looking at the archives of the interviews that you've done with us. I don't know, there are a couple of dozen in there that you've conducted with us in more than 3 years. And I want to thank you for being such a steadfast reporter for us and bringing your version and what I believe is a more accurate version of what's going on in the marketplace in Iraq than we often get in the mainstream media. And so we thank you for this body of work that you've given us over the years.
Oh, good heavens, it's my pleasure. My pleasure to talk about the good things that are going on here in Iraq.
Well, now, you know,
I represent just a lot of people who are doing many, many, many good things.
I know that you are, June. And, you know, there were times a year or a little more than a year ago when things were really rough. And you and I, you expressed that on the air. You said, you know, things are not good here right now. But with the surge happened, a lot of things have changed. And there's a lot of really good things going on right now in Iraq. And I'd like for you to talk to us, if you don't mind, June. Give us an example, June. Give us an example of some of the things that are happening in Iraq right now that you're excited about.
Well, it's almost so many that it's hard to think about. But we have areas in the commercial service area in terms of getting new business into Iraq, businesses actually from all over the globe. We have building materials and supplies of all types that are coming in from Asia, from Europe, from America into Iraq. We have a huge agricultural program that is being spearheaded by USAID and USDA together and the Ministry of Agriculture to do production agriculture and agricultural business. So There's a huge program with many, many facets for that. There's economic development programs that USAID is involved in, as well as many, many other entities. The PRTs are doing fantastic work, and the government of Iraq is engaged in all of these efforts as a partner with these, and in fact, in many cases, spearheading these particular developments. So
now,
we
recently,
have them across the board in all sectors.
Recently, I heard General Petraeus express some frustration with the government over there. Can you tell us what that's about?
Well, I think that there is a little frustration for the movement of sort of two things. One is we are looking to the government to pass certain legislation that has to do with increasing their oil production. There's a group of laws that need to be enacted by the parliament here, and that has not happened, and I think it will indeed happen. But this group of laws is known as the hydrocarbon legislation, and it will do wonderful things for Iraq. So one, that's one area. And number two is Iraq needs to fully engage in reconciliation, which it has been, and many strides have taken place. We all know about the awakening in Anbar, and
right.
that is spreading to other areas. But we would like them to move forward as really as fast as possible in terms of that, because that opens many doors, changes the politics in this particular region, and so I think maybe those are what the issues are.
Talk to us about the hydrocarbon laws. You said that would change things, improve so many things over there. Give us some examples of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a group of legislation, and I'm just going to call it as if it's one law, the hydrocarbon law, but it has to do with various aspects of international companies coming over here. And international, the large international oil companies, in terms of engaging with Iraq, need this legislation in terms of particular protections. Now, once that legislation is here, what will happen is three really, really big important things. One is that the large international companies will come here, do exploration, mm-hmm. production, storage facilities, refineries. So the
capital investment.
Yes, huge capital investment across the board in terms of the oil industry for getting more oil out and making it much more efficient and having refined fuels here, et cetera.
And that will create jobs. That will create jobs, won't it, June?
Well, that in itself will not create that many jobs, but what comes with it does, which is all the oil services companies and an environment in which the rest of the world sees that international companies are engaging in Iraq and doing wonderful things, and they're not having problems. Then the region and the rest of the world will come in here, foreign investment. It will bring foreign investment, which will be across the board, so many wonderful things. More oil production for Iraq to have more money to rebuild their country, as well as encouraging the private sector across the board to come into Iraq to provide the technical expertise and lead the way for Iraqis to further build their country across many, many, many sectors. That's
why
it's so important.
That is very important, and how close are we to getting that passed?
Well, I think it's sitting in the Council of Ministers. I think there are just a few things that have to be taken care of. Different viewpoints have to be ironed out. I don't really know whether I should venture on which month it will be passed, but I do know that there's a great deal of attention by the Iraqis to this, so they know how important it is.
June, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back with June Reed right after these messages, get to continue this report. And, folks, this is the kind of stuff that you don't get on the mainstream media, and I don't understand it, because it's positive. It's an example of how our troops and people like June are being successful in Iraq, and we need to hear more about this. More and more people need to know what they're doing. 20 hours.
Projects that I'm involved in also, other people have parts to them, and we all overlap with each other. But in terms of this particular office, we're looking at economic zones and a study that is completed for that to help Iraq understand how best to use economic zones. You know, we have a new investment law that this will work very well with, and it's being implemented now. There is now a security, an investment commission set up, which is very, very good. And the person who's designated as head of the commission, who we hope will be passed in Parliament soon, is very, very good and very positive person.
Now, explain the economic zones.
Well, economic zones take many, many different forms, and that's what we're proposing, that they can be many different forms here in Iraq. But those will allow for investors to participate in a variety of incentives that will create economic development. We use mm-hmm. various forms of this in the United States, and they're used all over the globe as well as within the region. We're also going to automate the Iraq Stock Exchange, meaning we have been working on this for some time, and for them to dematerialize the first shares and actually go live and trade electronically will be very shortly, probably within a month.
Wow.
This is going to happen.
Going to help mm-hmm. with the capital market over there, isn't it?
Yes, and it'll allow very easy entry for foreign investors. Buyer beware. All markets have risks, but
right.
This will allow for a mechanism. This will make an efficient market, much more efficient and much more transparent market. But it will also ease the entry into this market by foreign investors. Having specific pieces of paper and trading them back and forth, which are shares, certificates, is not efficient. And this will be efficiency across the board. The stock exchange, as a fully automated entity, will enter the 21st century, as well as the new securities law has been written, and it's debuting essentially as we speak. We hope that within a month it will be proposed to the mm-hmm. parliament by the Iraqis. So we are working, those things are really moving along and coming to an end in terms of completing these projects, which is very exciting.
All the things that June's talked about, folks, are components of capitalism. And when capitalism can be allowed to thrive and to grow in Iraq, capital will flow, jobs will be created, people will have money in their pockets, they'll be able to buy things for their family, they'll be able to have hope for their family, send their kids to school, send them to college, believe that their kids can have jobs. When that happens, June, that's the kind of thing that precedes, in my opinion, I think capitalism will actually precede, you know, any kind of or it will certainly undergird any kind of democratic process that's going on over there in Iraq right now. So the work that you're doing side by side with the military is critical to the future of Iraq, and I just wish more people knew about this. I wish there was more coverage of what you guys are doing. It's very exciting.
And, in fact, the military participates in all of these economic activities sort of across the board. There's a whole group of people here. There's the Commerce Department, USDA, USAID, the military economic development group in the military. There is the known as the Brinkley Group and people in the PRTs, who all work together for economic development. They also do many, many other things. Local governance, capacity development building across the board in the national government as well as the provincial governments. But regarding economics, which is the area that I work in, all of these groups are working together in various aspects and many with leveraging each other to create environment here where economic development can thrive and grow. So there's a lot of effort, and people right. I don't think necessarily always understand how many groups and people are dedicated to assist here with the Iraqis, who are now beginning to take the lead in all of these. It's very
right.
exciting.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, is reporting to us from Baghdad. She's been there for almost 4 years. June, talk to us about the violence. I've got about a minute left. How do you see the flow of violence? You think it's receding? Is it getting less and less every day or more?
Well, obviously the violence has reduced considerably since its high, and that is measured by two very stark statistics, which is the death of military personnel, i.e. coalition, and the death of Iraqis, which includes their military as mm-hmm. well as their civilian population. And those have dramatically decreased. Is there still some violence, and do we still have challenges in our environment here? The answer is yes. It is not perfect yet. And some areas are much better than others. But
yeah.
we have changed the landscape dramatically.
And June, thanks to our military and thanks to my heroes like June Reed. June, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do. God bless you. God bless all your people who are working with you over there. Thank you for your service to the world.
Thank you as always, Jim. Appreciate your time.
We'll see you next time. June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.